Hello and welcome. It is so good to be with you today. I've always looked forward to these times of being together. They are such a blessing for me in my walk and in my relationship with the Lord. I hope that they are for you as well. I'm so thankful for Jonathan and Nikki doing all that they do to make these times possible. And again, I pray that God uses these times to grow in your relationship with Him. And since we've come together to meet with our Lord, let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for this day. Lord, for all that You have given to us, for bringing us through this much of the day. And Lord God, be with us now. Lord, calm our hearts. Lord, stop our pace. Lord, help us to focus upon You, to hear from You. Lord God, speak to us. Reveal Yourself in Your ways, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I do hope that you've been having a good day. It's later in the day from when I normally film this. It's been somewhat of a chaotic day, but I want us to have our time together. And so it may be a little bit later from when I'm filming this, but at whatever time you're watching it, I do trust it'll be a blessing for you. And I hope that you've had a good day. Hope that you have just experienced the Lord's blessing and His closeness and His nearness. But also realize you may have had one of those days. You may have had a very difficult day. In fact, you may be carrying a tremendous problem or a heavy burden here today. And it may be your own. It may be for some family member. It may be for a friend. And it may be involved the area of finances or health, the relationships, marriage, family, children, whatever the case may be. It may very well be that you're carrying quite a burden today. And that's probably one reason why we like the book of Psalms so much. So many of them are written in the background of heartache and heartbreak and burden and problems and worry and anxiety. Many of them, obviously, all of them inspired by the Holy Spirit, but many of them, the human instrument was David, a person who knew a whole life full of problems and difficulties and adversities. And so many of his Psalms have that as a background. And in fact, as we open this 55th Psalm, we find David another one of those times. And David's facing a problem that has absolutely shaken him to the core. Now, the background seems to be quite clear. It's the rebellion of Absalom, a coup led by Absalom. Absalom was David's own son. So here's David as the king. And there is this coup against him, this coup to kill him and replace him. And the person who's leading that is his own son. And what's made that all the worse is that the person who is helping Absalom is a man named Ahithophel. Ahithophel was the most respected counselor of all of Israel. He was respected for his wisdom, his knowledge, his discernment, his ability to plan a path through any given situation. And this is the man that's now helping Absalom. So here is David facing this major problem, a coup led by his own son, aided by the most respected counselor in all of Israel. And you see the effect it has upon David. Think about what we see in Psalm 55 as we look first of all at verses 1 through 3. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Give heed to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I am surely distracted because of the voice of the enemy, because of the pressure of the wicked. For they bring down trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. Look at verse 14. We who had sweet fellowship together walked in the house of God in the throne. Probably a reference to Ahithophel. David felt like he had fellowship with him. Remember times of going to worship with him. And now this man is helping lead this coup. We drop down to verses 20 and 21. He has put forth his hands against those who are at peace with him. He's violated his covenant. His speech was smoother than butter, but his heart was war. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Probably a reference to Absalom. The Bible tells us that Absalom turned the hearts of the people away from David. So here is David, the king, and there's a coup against him, a coup led by his own son, who wants to hunt him down, kill him, and replace him on the throne. And this is being aided by the man who is the most respected wise men in all of Israel. No wonder David is burdened. What do we learn from David's experience? What do we learn about handling life's problems? Well, as we look at this psalm, the first thing that we need to see, and I know we know this deep down, but we need to remind ourselves of this, we can't escape our problems. I know we always wish, you know, all of us wish, you know, at times that we could just somehow forget our problems. Just, you know, they just, you know, don't think about them, they're not there anymore. Or that somehow that we could just go to some place, leave our problems behind us. Maybe go to some wonderful paradise where not only are our current problems solved, but there are no more problems. Wherever that paradise, you know, that concept of paradise is for you, either some wonderful mountain retreat or some tropical island paradise. You know, someplace we think about some place we can go and there are no problems. David sure thought that. You think about verses 4 through 8. My heart is in anguish within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Behold, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hasten to my place of refuge from the stormy wind and tempest. You know, what a wonderful dream. Again, we've all thought that. Man, I wish I could just get away from all this and it'd be behind me and it not be there anymore. But the problem is it won't work. And we all know it won't work. And David knew it wouldn't work. Think about verses 9 through 11. David said, confuse, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I've seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around her upon her walls, and iniquity and mischief are in her midst. Destruction is in her midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from her streets. David's saying, there's really no way for me to get away from this. It's here. Just like our problems. We can't wish them away. We can't ignore them away. We can't procrastinate them away. They're still there. We cannot simply escape the problems. But something else we need to understand. So number two, we need to understand very clearly, we, and I mean we, can't solve our problems. On our own strength and ability, ingenuity, cleverness, we can solve our own problems. You think about what David said there in verse 12. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide myself from him. David's saying, you know, I really can't solve this problem. My own son is, in fact, leading a coup against me. I can't solve that problem. I can't match Ahithophel for his wisdom and his skill and his knowledge. I can't solve this problem on my own. You know, how often are our problems too great, too complex, too close to our heart for us to be able to solve ourselves? You know, I remember Ron Dunn one time making the observation that some of the biggest problems in his life started out as his solutions. And we can probably all identify with that. Had some little issue, and we came up with some wonderful way we thought of solving it outside of God's will and direction. We just did it on our own. And our so-called solution just became a much bigger problem. We can't solve our own problems, not on our own strength, our own ability, our own ingenuity, our own cleverness, our own skill. We can't escape them. We can, in fact, cannot solve them on our own. Well, then what can we do? Well, as we look at this psalm, we see the answer, and I know we all already know it, but we need to remind ourselves of it. We must entrust our problems. And by that I mean this, we need to entrust our problems unto God. We can't escape them. We can't solve them on our own. We need to entrust them to God. We need to give them to Him. And you see this with David as we look at some of the remaining verses of this psalm. You think about his prayer, and then we'll see what that prayer is based upon. Verse 15, let death come deceitfully upon them. Let them go down alive to Sheol, for evil is in their dwelling, in their midst. I know we read verses, we've commented on this, but we need to do it again. So often we read verses and passages like that in Psalms, and it deeply troubles us. How can a godly man pray in such a way? Well, remember, and this is the way we've expressed it before, the levels of David. There is David the individual, you know, just the individual human being. But then there's David as the king. And understand, you know, we are blessed to live in a constitutional republic with the separation of powers and checks and balances upon those powers. And we are blessed beyond measure to live in such a nation. And we need to preserve those constitutional freedoms and liberties and concepts. But understand, David is an absolute monarch. There is no check or balance on his power, and there is no division of his power. David is, yes, he's the king. He's the head of the executive branch, if you will. But he's also the chief law enforcement officer. The enforcement of all laws comes down to David making it happen. And so David, it is he who is ultimately responsible to arrest, if you will, go after individuals who commit crimes, who break the law. But not only is David the chief law enforcement officer, David is also the ultimate chief judge for the nation of Israel. The whole judiciary is in fact up under him. He sets the tone for it. And so here is David as the king. There is this coup against him. Well, that's not just an attack upon David as an individual, though that broke his heart, but that's actually an attack upon the nation. It's actually an act of war from within the nation. As the king, chief executive, David has to defend the country. As the chief law enforcement officer, it's his duty to bring those people in. As the chief judge, it's his job to try them, and if they are found guilty, to mete out the appropriate punishment. And in almost any nation, treason is a death penalty crime. And so here you have David, yes, praying that God will enable him to fulfill the duty. But you think about what we see down in verses 16 through 19. As for me, I shall call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, and I will complain and murmur, and he will hear my voice. He will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me. For they are many who strive with me. God will hear and answer them, even the one who sits enthroned from of old. And then look at verse 23. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of destruction. Men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Yes, David is praying for God to intervene. David's whole confidence in this situation was not in his own strength, not in his own ability. He knew the hearts of the people had been turned toward Absalom. Absalom's a very smooth individual, and it turned the hearts of the people. A shyster is what we used to call people like that. Ahithophel's is genius, and people respected him of that. And David knew that the hearts of the people had been turned. His only hope was, in fact, in God. And David was, in fact, trusting in God, that God would, in fact, enable him. And then we come to the very foundation where David so beautifully expresses that foundation of being able to pray that way. And it's the instruction for us as well. Think about what we see in verse 22, because here's the key thought for us. What enabled David to pray and to step forward and to face the problem? Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. You think about it. Cast your burden upon the Lord. God, here it is. Here is this problem. God, here is this coup. Here are these who have turned against me, and as such turned against the nation, trying to hurt the country. God, here they are. Strengthen me, guide me, but oh God, I need you to intervene. You know, what a difference that makes. And I hope you see that in his prayer. David went from wishing he could run away to having the strength and the guidance to face that problem. You know, this is exactly what we see throughout God's word. You think about Isaiah 40 and verse 31. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. You think about that. If we wait upon God, that means depend upon him, he will strengthen, he will guide. And then we turn to the New Testament. We find Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, obviously quoting this text that we've just read from the book of Psalm. You think about what we see in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And again, if you are burdened, weighted down today, think about what is said here based upon all that we've just looked at in Psalm 55. Casting all of your anxiety upon Him because He cares for you. What is it that you need to do with that problem, that burden that you have today? You can't escape it. And on your own strength and ability, you can't handle it. You can't make it better. In fact, like Ron Dunn, if you try to do it on your own, you'll only make it worse. Cast it upon the Lord. Entrust it to Him. And yes, follow Him as He leads. Do what He's put before you to do. By His strength, do what you're obligated to do, as David did. Pray, seek God's intervention, but cast your burden upon the Lord. Again, as David said, cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. And so again, you know, I hope that you're having a wonderful day, but that you might not be. You may be very heavily weighted down and burdened. Cast it upon the Lord. Entrust it to Him. Give it to Him. Allow God to carry you, to carry the problem, and to work it out to His perfect will. Entrust it to the Lord. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank You, O God, for this day. And O God, for You being the true and living God, a God who sees, a God who hears. And, oh Lord, we come before You today, and I especially lift up those who are weighted down, burdened, worried, anxious for themselves or a family member or a friend, Lord, in whatever area. Oh Lord God, be near them. Enable them, oh Lord, to cast it upon You, to see You work and move. Lord, give them peace. Father, give them direction. Show them what they need to do. Guide them as they do it, and, O God, work through it to the glory of Your name. But, O God, may they feel the release of having entrusted it to You. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.